trying to think of a 10-minute non-halacha that relates to Pesach, because we're in the Shol and Vidarshin area. So there are probably a few. One, most notably, that dirt isn't chametz. You don't have to actually do spring cleaning to clean for Pesach. Okay, but most of us probably know that already. There is an idea that people have that if you don't want to eat shalashudis, let's say you're stuffed from lunch and you don't want to eat shalashudis, that you don't have to eat shalashudis. All you have to do is learn, say Divrei Torah, and that Divrei Torah counts as shalashudis. So while there is a source that says that way, I'll try to explain over the next few minutes that is in fact not a halacha. That if a person, and I'll explain what this has to do with Pesach also in a little bit, but that if a person feels that they don't want to eat shalashudis, learning Torah is not a viable second option of what one can do in lieu of shalashudis. There is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, it's Paskim Beferish, the Rambam in the 30th Parak of Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch in Simon, Reish Sadi Aleph, based on the Gemara in Shabbos of Kuf Yud Zayin on the Beis, that since the Pasuk says Hayom, Hayom, Hayom three times, so we learn from there that a person is chayiv to eat three seudos on Shabbos. The Gemara goes on to say that if a person eats three seudos on Shabbos, he's worthy of the Gemara has it amongst the tasty leaves on the bottom of Kuf Yud Chesam Beis, go over Kuf Yud Tes. The Gemara has a whole bunch of Amorim that would say, tasty leaf, I deserve a lot of credit because I do something really great. And one of them is that he eats shalashudis, that he deserves a lot of credit because he eats shalashudis. That's Rav Nachman says on Kuf Yud Chesam Beis. So Tosis and Bechorus already asked the question, wait a second, can you say tasty, I deserve a lot of credit for doing something that every Jew is obligated to do? Tasty should be for a chumrah, for something different, something unusual. So Tosis writes over there that even though it's an obligation, even though it's a chiyuv, we would say tasty if it's something that a lot of people are not so careful about. So if a lot of people in the world in general aren't so careful about it, even though they should be, and you are careful about it, so you can say tasty, I deserve extra credit for being very careful about this. The Chida has a different suggestion. He says that we're going to see soon, there are different shitos as to what you can use to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Seudah Shlishis. So maybe the tasty is that I'm machmir to dafki use lechem and lechem mishnah, even though there are shitos that hold you could be Yotze with peros, and you could be Yotze with pasavad pekis, and all these different shitos of what you could be Yotze with. And I'm machmir, I deserve credit because I'm machmir to always make sure I have lecha mishnah. Ksav sofer, and the Chuvas Ksav sofer, or Chaim Sim Lamates, says a third possibility what the Gemara is saying is that when you eat that third meal on Shabbos, since it's a physical thing, you're eating food, you're enjoying food, it's hard to do it in general. It's hard to do physical things l'shem mitzvah. When you take a little of an estrog, there's no physical enjoyment, so obviously you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. There's no kunst to do it l'shem mitzvah. But to dafka have three meals on Shabbos, all l'shem mitzvah, not because the food is so delicious, but because you want to do it to honor the Shabbos and to honor the Ribbono Shalom. So that's the tasty. That's what he gets the extra credit for. But the halacha is clear that one has to have three meals on Shabbos, and not only that, the halacha is clear that women have to have three meals on Shabbos as well. There is a machlokas in the Rishonim why women have to have three meals on Shabbos. Either it relates to the fact that afein hayibos hanes, that since it relates to the three times the sayom, which is in the parsha of the man, so we say women were included in the nes of the man as well. So afein hayibos hanes, this is the Ran Masech Shabbos quotes machlokas between Ran Rabbeinu Tam, whether it's because afein hayibos hanes, so women were included in the nes of the man, so they're chayiv in sholosh seudos, or maybe no, maybe it's part of the rule that kol sheyeshno b'sham or yeshno b'zachar. The Gemara says in Brach Stavchaf and in Shavuos Tavchav that anyone who is chayiv in Shmiras Shabbos and the Los Haseis of Shabbos is also chayiv in Zechiras Shabbos and the Mitzvah Sasei of Shabbos, and therefore women are chayiv in Shmiras Shabbos are also chayiv in Zechiras Shabbos. That's why a woman is chayiv in Kiddush. So maybe that's also why she's chayiv in three Seudos. It's not just about Kiddush, it's about the meals on Shabbos in general. That's a machlokas as to why a woman is chayiv in Shalosh Shudas, but that a woman is chayiv in Shalosh Shudas is a davar pashut in the Rishonim. In fact, that could be another non-halacha. A lot of people think Shalosh Shudas is only for men. That is not true. Shalosh Shudas is for women. Is for women as well. There is a tshuva Shlomo Kluger has in Ha'alef L'cha Shlomo where he tries to justify the minhag that women have of not eating Shalosh Shudas by saying that some of them hold that obviously if you have a machlok Rishonim, why you're chayiv, whether it's because of Afein Ribal Sanes or because of Klash Yashom Shomer Yashom Zachar, so the shita that holds Afein holds that Klash Yashom Shomer Yashom Zachar doesn't include Suda Shabbos. And the shita that holds Klash Yashom Shomer Yashom Zachar obviously holds Afein Ribal Sanes won't be machayiv for Shalosh Shudas. So a woman could say, I hold like half of each shita. I hold that, like each shita, in that the other shita is wrong. So I hold they're both wrong, and therefore I'm not chayiv at all. But that's a very, very difficult halachic argument to make. All Rishonim agree that women are definitely chayiv in shalosh shudis, men are chayiv in shalosh shudis, and ideally the way shalosh shudis should be arranged is that we have three meals, one for each time slot of Shabbos, one for Friday night, one for Shabbos morning, and one for Shabbos afternoon. That's the way the Rambam sets it up in Hilchos Shabbos. That's why we never, one of the reasons why, even if, let's say, in a winter Shabbos, where it's a very short Shabbos day, and by the time you finish lunch, sometimes you're invited out, and it, you know, you finish lunch at 3 o'clock, and Shabbos is over by five. So how are you going to have the stomach to eat shalosh shudis? So no one ever came up with the etza of having two meals at night. Shabbos starts at like 4:10, so why don't you have one meal at 5 o'clock and then another meal at 10 o'clock? You know, young yeshiva bachur, you don't have no problem eating at a tish, eating another meal. Why aren't we yotzei that way? So one of the reasons may be because we're supposed to slot these Shabbos meals in this way, where there's one at night, one in the morning slot after Shacharis, and one in the afternoon slot. Even though there's machlokas rishonim whether you're allowed to eat in between Mincha Marav Shabbos afternoon, we pass like the Ramah that one is allowed to eat, and that's the ideal time to eat shalosh shudis in between Mincha Marav Shabbos afternoon. Not like Rabbeinu Tam, who's quoted in Tosfos Pesachim Daf Kuf Hey, that says that you're not allowed to eat after Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, between Mincha Marav and Shabbos afternoon. So that certainly, ideally we try to slot them in that way. Now because we try to slot them in that way, the following problem came up. Every once in a while, Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Now when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, people need to figure out how are they going to have three meals on Shabbos. It's still chayv in shalosh shudis l'chora. So what are they supposed to do about eating three meals on Shabbos? What's the problem? What's the problem? Eat three meals. It's Erev Pesach. Is there a nisr to eat on Erev Pesach? No, nisr to eat. No, but there is a nisr to eat matzah, and there's a nisr to eat chametz. Another non-halacha, by the way, relating to Pesach, is a lot of people think that you're not allowed to eat matzah for 30 days before Pesach. That's, many people are noheg that way. There's no halacha that way. There's no halacha. It doesn't come from any Gemara. I don't even think it comes from any Rishon, that you're not allowed to eat 30 days before Pesach, you're not allowed to eat matzah. You're not allowed, but it does say in the Gemara that you're not allowed to eat that kala ochel matzah b'erev Pesach skilu bol arusasa bebeis chamav. That a person eats matzah on Erev Pesach, it's as if he's sleeping with Zarusa before they have nisuin. He's jumping the gun. He's doing something before he's really before he's really ready for it. Rabbi Yonasan Sachs once said that. He said over that Yerushalmi, he said it in a shir once, and someone came over to him and said, I tried both and they're not at all similar to each other. I don't know. Okay. But it means that someone lacks the patience to wait for the mitzvah. So you're not allowed to eat matzah, you're not allowed to eat chametz. What do you do for shalosh shudis? After a few hours into the day, you're already not going to be allowed to eat chametz. So what do you do about the second Shabbos meal? Well, you do eat chametz because you eat chametz in the morning. But what do you do about the third Shabbos meal? It's supposed to be slotted in the afternoon. So all of the achronim try to come up with some sort of etzah. So they come up with a number of etzahs. One is maybe divide the morning meal. Everyone davens hashkama that Shabbos. You wake up very early, you daven hashkama, and then you eat a quick meal, and then you bench, and then you take a walk around the block, or take a break for 5 minutes and eat more. So that way, you'll do two meals in the morning. Ideally, we try to slot the meals, each one in their own slot, but what are you going to do? You can't do anything. So that way, you'll be able to have challah at all three Shabbos meals. Another possibility is, eat it Shabbos afternoon, but don't have matzah and don't have chametz. You either use matzah ashira. Matzah ashira is matzah that's instead of flour and water, it's flour and eggs or flour and apple juice or something like that, where it doesn't become chametz gomer, never could become chametz gomer. We're machmir not to have matzah ashira. Ashkenazim are machmir not to have matzah ashira on Pesach. But an Erev Pesach, you could have matzah ashira. So we don't have a Pesach. That's why unless you're a person is a zakin or a chola, the Ramaz machmir, that when you mix flour with fruit juices, with meperos, it can never become chametz gomer, but it gets to the point of becoming chametz drabanan much quicker than when you mix flour and water. So if it were flour and water, you have 18 minutes. When you mix it with meperos, we never trust that it was quick enough to not get to a point of chametz drabanan. So we're makel on Erev Pesach, we're makel for Zakin Urchola, and Svardim are makel. That's used to be a big controversy when they have boxes of matzahs that they would sell in the supermarket that was matzah shira, that was egg matzahs, or that was matzahs made with grape juice or something, and they would have on the box in Hebrew only for Bnei Svarad, only or Rak L'Chola or Zakin in Hebrew letters. People who are buying, they see the big kashra symbol. They know that they're supposed that the kashra symbol is a reliable symbol. They buy. They don't know what the Hebrew letters mean. They figure the Hebrew letters is a rabbi's name. So that used to be a big scandal. So I think they stopped doing it. Now they write it in big block letters in English and Hebrew. I think that a zakin rechol. So some say, okay, do matzah shira. Others say we need matzah anything. Be mekel like the sheet on Shulchan Aruch. It says beferish on Shulchan Aruch that you can be mekel to have peros or basar as shalosh shudas, and that's what you could do whenever Pesach falls in Shabbos. But, and this is where we get to our non halacha, the Magen Avraham in Simin Tuf Mem Dalid quotes from the Zohar and Parshas Emor that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai used to learn the Maisa Merkava, Yecheskel Perik Aleph, the Maisa Merkava, or Yishayo Perik Vav, I don't know which one he learned, but the Maisa Merkava, it appears in two places in Navi, instead of having a Suda Shlishis when Erev Pesach was Chal on Shabbos. That's where it's quoted, the idea that you learn Torah and that will be a fulfillment of Su'uda Shlishis. So the Gra understands that means that the Gra writes on the Shulchan Aruch there in Taf Mem Dalet and Sifkat Nazayin, what does that mean? That you're Yotzei Shalashudas with Divrei Torah? Can't be such a thing. What do you mean? That's not food. It's none of the deos in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Hilchas Shabbos, where the Shulchan Aruch goes through all the opinions of how to be Yotzei Shalashudas, Divrei Torah is not one of them. So what does he mean? Says the Gra. No, obviously what it means is that normally you're chayav to have three meals in Shabbos. Elamai, you can't on Erev Pesach Aliyos B'Shabbos because there's no way to do it. Meaning all of these eitzahs sacrifice something. You're sacrificing the slot. You're sacrificing what you're eating. They all sacrifice something. So you can't. You can't really do it right. Mele, you're not chayav in Shalosh Shudas. Let me ask you, when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, you're chayav in Shalosh Shudas? No, you can't. What are you supposed to do? You can't. So you're not chayiv in Shalosh Shudas. When Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, same is true. Whenever Pesach falls on Shabbos, says a melitza is a funny way of saying it. The Zohar says that they would have that he would learn Torah instead. Of course, he would learn Torah instead because he didn't have to be eating. So he would learn Torah instead. What else would he be doing? So he would learn some Torah, but it doesn't mean that la halacha a person can actually be yotzei the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis with the Torah, and that's why it never appears anywhere in Hilcha Shabbos that a person could be yotzei. They say the Maisa with the Beis Halevi, that someone said that Beis Halevi was looking to get a Lecha Mishnah together for Shalosh Shudas. Someone said, no, it could be Samech on the Magen Avraham and the Zohar, that you could just be Yotzei with the Divrei Torah. He said, yeah, but what if someone comes and slugs up my Torah? So I'm going to say a Chiddush and someone slugs up the Chiddush, then it will turn out that I wasn't Yotzei the Mafreya. He didn't mean that literally. What he meant was that it's ridiculous that you're not Yotzei Shalosh Shudas with Divrei Torah. That's not a Kiyum HaMitzvah whatsoever. So again, what is the non halach of the day? Number one, that people think that you could be yotzei shalosh shudas with divrei Torah. Number two, that people think that women aren't chayiv in shalosh shudas. Neither of those things are halachos. The halacha is that you need to eat shalosh shudas. Aye, but the big kasha is, what are you going to do? You stuffed your face at lunch and you ate for 4 hours straight at lunch and you had every kind of kugel and every kind of meat. Now you stuffed and you have four desserts. So how could you possibly? It's going to be achila gas. It's disgusting to eat anymore. So the teretz is very simple. Don't stuff your face at lunch. Meaning, yes, you should enjoy Shabbos and enjoy a little bit of extra food, but chachamein of barosho, a person has to be forward-looking and know what kind of mitzvahs he has coming up. A person can't wake up on Pesach, on the night, first night of Pesach, and say, oh my gosh, there are no matzahs here. What am I supposed to do? I can't do the mitzvah of matzah. I don't have any matzahs in my house. You have to prepare in advance by baking matzahs or buying matzahs before Pesach. You have to know when something is coming up to prepare yourself for that which is coming up. So you know that Shalosh is coming. It comes every Shabbos. The Shabbos afternoon happens every Shabbos. So you know that there's going to be a Shalosh. So a person shouldn't put himself in such a position where he's not going to be able to eat it, because it's a mitzvah, it's an absolute chiyuv for a person to eat Shalosh. And not just to say, you should say Divrei Torah also. Say Divrei Torah also. But that's aside from the mitzvah of eating Shalosh.